अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रये भीष्टसिद्धये। पेज नंबर 76। एतेषां पुत्रादीनां अनात्मत्वं उच्यते। द स्पिरिचुअल पर्स्यूट इज इन अवर क्लासेस, वी डोंट डू एनी अनवांटेड जेस्चर्स लाइक दिस और लाइक दिस, वी डोंट डू. We simply sit and listen to what is told and write notes or read whatever. We keep our eyes closed, eyes open in the class. During the meditation, the eyes are closed. The spiritual pursuit is a journey from a grumbling, lacking, complaining individual to a fulfilled, non-complaining, satisfied, content, person. Generally, an individual is, even though prima facie, he seems to be perfectly all right, he is dressing properly, he has a proper hairstyle, everything is fine, and he possesses a smile also. You think the person is all right. But if you go closer and the person is ready to open up himself, he starts revealing the inner, what he is inside, all complaints start coming. In my family I have problem. My wife is not listening to me. My husband is not listening to me. My children are not listening to me. All these problems he reveals. And in the job he is not satisfied. There is no job satisfaction. The boss is not treating him properly. And he can't teach behavior to his boss because he is his boss. He is not getting enough salary. And some person he is not yet married. And he is worried who will take care of him in the old age. All these problems he reveals. That means the person is a complaining individual. He is lacking in the core of his personality. This is called samsara. Samsara is this. Samsara is inside. Even the smiling person is a samsari person. Because inside he is not smiling. There is no contentment. There is no fulfillment. The Vedanta Shastra says, this samsara is because of a notion regarding the self. The error one has committed regarding one's own self. And this error regarding the self is nothing but taking the non-self to be the self. In the terminology of Vedanta, taking the anatma to be the atma. Anatmani atma buddhihi. It is adhyasa, superimposition. And this anatmani atma buddhihi is the cause for samsara. And therefore, the whole of Vedanta is to treat this notion regarding the self. And therefore, the Acharya has already pointed out what all types of notions are possible, what all things can be taken as Atma. Previously, in the last class, we saw 9 people talking of the Atma in 9 ways. There are 9 things which can be taken to be the Atma. First of all, we saw an Atipratritaha. Page number 69. Atipratritaha. And this Atipratrita takes an external object to be the Atma. Here, he has given putraha, son, putra atmavadi, number 1. And there is second person, a charvaka. Charvaka takes his own sthula sharira to be the atma. Then there is another charvaka who says, indriya is the atma. Then there is another charvaka, fourth person. He says, prana is the atma. Then there is another charvaka who says, manas is the atma. How many are over? 5. 5 are over. Then there is another person who says, vijnana is the atma. Vijnanamaya kosha. He is a Bauddha. Vijnanavadi Bauddha. The Vijnanamaya Kosha is the Atma. Then a little more advanced, Prabhakara and Tarkika, 2 more philosophers who say, Anandamaya Kosha is the Atma. Anandamaya Kosha is nothing but Ajnana is the Atma. Then there is a Bhatta who says, Chaitanya plus Jada is the Atma. Jada Mishchita Chaitana is the Atma. Then finally, there is the Shunyavadi, Shunyavadi Bauddha, who says, Shunya is the Atma. Like that, we have 9 types of errors committed regarding the Atma. Now the Acharya has to point out that all these things which are taken to be the Atma by the by the Purvapakshis. All these nine are Purvapakshas, because they are not acceptable to us. We have to show that they are all fallacious. Putra, etc., up to Shunya, starting from the sun up to Shunya. All these cannot be Atma, we have to show. That is what the author says. Etesham putradinam, these putra, etc., anatmatvam uchyate, they are anatmatva. The status of their being anatma is being told. They are taken to be the atma by the respective person, respective Purvapakshi, like Atiprakrita, Charvaka, etc. But we have to show that they are not Atma. In fact, they are Anatma only. Etaihi Atiprakritadi Vadibhihi Ukteshu Shuti Yukti Anubhava Abhaseshu Purva Purvokta Shuti Yukti Anubhava Abhasanam Uttarottara Shuti Yukti Anubhava Abhasaihi Atmatva Badha Darshanat Putradinam Anatmatvam Spashtameva. Putradinam Anatmatvam Spashtameva. Now the Acharya says, the Putra, etc., their Anatmatva is very clear. They cannot be Atma. Therefore, Acharya says, I need not refute all these arguments. Because all of them, each succeeding argument has refuted each preceding argument. It is called Prathama Malla Nyaya. In a competition, suppose there is a boxing competition, in order to become a champion, you need not defeat each and every boxer. You have to defeat the boxer who has already defeated a few other boxers. Then you are the champion. Suppose a boxer has defeated, has become a world champion already. If you defeat that boxer, you become the new world champion. You need not defeat each and every boxer in the world. Like that, the Acharya says, they have defeated themselves. First of all, Putraatmavadi. He says, Sun is the Atma. Atiprakritaha. Then there is the next person coming. That is the Sthula Deha Atmavadi Charvaka. Who says, Sthula Deha, Sthula Sharira is the Atma. And he has given some logics. And some Shruti also. And some Anubhava also. To refute the Putraatmavada. And therefore Putraatmavada is defeated by Sthula Deha Atmavadi Charvaka. Then he is refuted by the next one, that is Indriya Atmavadi Charvaka. And he has given argument to show that Sthula Sharira is not Atma. Like that, each succeeding one has defeated the preceding one in all these nine. You can see from page number 68, 69, page number item 123 onwards up to 131. Each preceding one has each succeeding one has defeated the preceding one, and therefore they are all defeated already. And then finally comes the Shunyavadi. Shunyavadi has defeated his preceding one, that is the Bhatta, who says Chaitanya and Jada is Atma. And the Shunyavadi need not be defeated, because Shunyavadi has defeated himself. He says Shunya is Atma. Shunya is Atma means what? I am Shunya. That means what? I am not there. So he says, he said himself is not there. And you need not argue with a non-existent person. Therefore, Shunyavadi has defeated himself. So like that, the Acharya says, Putradinam Atmatvam Spashtameva. Etaihi Atiprakrita Adivadivihi. These Atiprakrita Adivadis. Vadi means all these people who argue, they are Vadis, the Purvapakshis. Starting from Atiprakrita, who says Sannishtyatma. Ukteshu, they have told their own argument. What all they have given? Each one has quoted a Shruti. Each one has quoted a Yukti, a logic. And each one has quoted an Anubhava, Anubhuti. But now we say, that all these Shruti, Yukti and Anubhava, they are called Shruti Abhasa, Yukti Abhasa and Anubhava Abhasa. Shruti Abhasa means a seeming Shruti support. It is not a real Shruti support. That is called Shruti Abhasa. Somebody quotes something, you think it is correct. But in fact, the Shruti doesn't mean that at all. That is called Shruti Abhasa. As though a proper argument, but in fact it is fallacious. So Shruti Abhasa and Yukti Abhasa, a seemingly correct logic, but in fact it is a fallacious logic. Some people may get convinced. Such arguments are there. It is Yukti Abhasa. And then Anubhava Abhasa, a seemingly correct experience, but in fact it's a misleading experience. Like that, Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava Abhasa, each one has quoted. And among them also, Purva Purva Ukta Shruti Yukti Anubhava Abhasa Nam Uttarottara Shruti Yukti Anubhava Abhasaihi Atmatva Badha Darshanat. Purva Purva Ukta Shruti Yukti Anubhava Abhasana. The Shruti Abhasa, Yukti Abhasa and Anubhava Abhasa, which are quoted by each preceding argument, each preceding person, is negated by Uttarottara Shruti Yukti Anubhava Abhasaihi. Each succeeding Shruti Yukti Anubhava Abhasa Atmatva Badha Darshanat. The Atmatva of the preceding one is negated. For example, the Putraatmavadi, Atiprakrita. He says, Putra is the Atma. And for that he quotes a Shruti. Atma vai putra namasi. That is the quotation. That is Atma vai jayate putraha. It is the Shruti Abhasa. Quoted by Atiprakrita. Then there is the Charvaka. Dehatmavadi Charvaka. He says, Sava esha purushonnarasamayaha. Another Shruti Abhasa. So the next Shruti Abhasa, seems to refute the preceding Shruti Abhasa. And also he has given another Yukti Abhasa, a seemingly correct logic that refutes this Putratma logic. He has quoted an Anubhava also that refutes the preceding Anubhava. Like that, each one, each succeeding one negates each preceding one. Therefore, Atmatva Badha Darshanat, the Atmatva of Putra etc. is negated. And therefore, Putra Adinam Anatmatvam Spashtameva, the Anatmatva of Putra etc. The fact that Putra etc. is non-self, it is Spashtam, it is very clear. So now, the Acharya showed they have defeated themselves. They have fought among themselves and they have defeated themselves. Therefore, I need not really defeat them. But still, the Acharya says, shows, with the proper Shruti, Yukti and Anubhava, they have defeated each other with the seemingly correct Shruti, Yukti and Anubhava. Now the Acharya says, I will defeat all of them at one go with the proper Shruti, Yukti and Anubhava. Kincha pratyaka asthulo achakshuhu aprano amana akarta chaitanyam chinmatram sata ityadi prabalashruti virodhat asya putradi shunya paryantasya jadasya chaitanya bhasyatvena ghatadivat anityatvat aham brahmeti vidvad anubhava prabalyacha tattat shruti yukti anubhava abhasanam bhadhi tattvat api putradi shunya paryantam akhilam anatma eva. Kincha, moreover, putradi shunya paryantam akhilam anatma eva. Putradi shunya paryantam, starting from the putra of atiprakrita up to the shunya of shunyavadi, all these things are anatma only. To show that, the Acharya quotes the Shruti, first of all. Pratyaka asthulaha achakshuhu apranaha amana akarta chaitanyam chinmatram sata. This much is the Shruti quotation. It is not one Shruti. It is words chosen from various Shruti Vakyas, to show that the putra etc. cannot be atma. The word pratyaka is used to negate the putratmavada. Son cannot be atma, to show that pratyaka is used. Where is pratyaka picked from? Kaschidhira pratyagatmana maikshata avritta chakshuhu amritatva michchan Kathopanishad. From there he picked pratyak. Atma is pratyak. Pratyak means innermost. Atma is innermost. And therefore sun cannot be the atma, because sun is outside. That which is outside cannot be Atma, because Atma is inner. So Pratyaka refutes the sun being the Atma. Asthulaha. Asthulaha is told in some other Shrutis. Asthulam ananu ahrasvam adirgham, etc. There is a Shruti Vakya. From there, asthulam is chosen. Why asthulam? The second argument, that is sthula sharira is Atma. To refute that, asthulam. Sthula sharira cannot be Atma. Because Shruti says, Atma is asthulam. Achakshuhu. Atma is not chakshuhu. Atma doesn't have chakshuhu, eyes. To refute Indriya Atmavada, second Charvaka. Achakshushrotram tadapanipadam. Shruti Vakya is there. Then apranaha. Aprano shyamana shubhraha. There is a Shruti. To refute what? Pranatmavadi Charvaka. Amanaha. Another Shruti. Aprano shyamanaha are together. To refute Manaatmavadi Charvaka. Then Akarta. Akarta is to refute Vijnanavadi. The Vijnanavadi Bauddha says, Vijnana is the Atma. Vijnana Mayakosha is the Atma. And Vijnana Mayakosha is the Karta. To refute that, the Shruti Vakya is quoted, Akarta. Chaitanyam. To refute Ajnana Atmavadi. That Prabhakara and Tarkika, who say Ajnana is the Atma. Ajnana cannot be Atma, because Ajnana is Jada. Atma has to be Chaitanyam. Then, Chinmatram, another word. Chinmatroham Sadashivaha. Chinmatram. To refute the Bhatta. The Bhatta says, Atma is a mixture of Chaitanya and Jada. To refute that, he says, Chinmatram. Only Chaitanya. There is no mixture of Jada in the Atma. Atma is pure Chaitanya. And then Shunyavadi. Shunyavadi says Atma is Shunya. To refute that, Sat. Atma is existent. The absolute existence is Atma. Therefore it cannot be Shunya. Ityadi prabalashruti virodhat. All these prabala shruti is there. The previous shruti is quoted by the other Purva Pakshis. It is all durbala shruti. The shruti they have quoted is very weak. Weak because the shruti in fact doesn't mean it. The shruti has said many things in various places. But whatever the shruti says, it may not mean. The meaning of the Shruti is the central teaching of the Shruti, which is called Tatparya, the purport of the Shruti. So what is the Tatparya of Shruti, we have to understand by using a proper tool of Upakrama, Upasamhara, etc. Then only we can arrive at what the Shruti means. And that which is the Tatparya of the Shruti, if you quote, it is Prabala Shruti. If you quote somewhere here and there, which the Shruti doesn't mean to convey at all, it cannot become Prabala Shruti. It becomes a Durbala Shruti. Therefore, the previous quotations given by the Purva Pakshis are not Prabala Shruti. But what we are quoting, that is Pratyaga Sthulaha, etc., all these are Prabala Shruti. And therefore, the previous quotations of the Purva Pakshis have Prabala Shruti Virodha. they are opposed by this Prabala Shruti. When there is a contradiction between the Prabala Shruti and the Durbala Shruti, the Durbala Shruti has to be given up. It cannot hold good. In fact, the Durbala Shruti means a Shruti which means something else, but quoted wrongly. So, Prabala Shruti Virodhat. That is the Shruti Praman. To say that Putra etc. is Anatma. Then he gives a logic also, a Yukti also. What is the Yukti? Asya Putradi Shunya Paryantasya Jadasya Chaitanya Bhasyatvena Ghatadivat Anityatvat. That much is Yukti. To refute Putradi Atmavada. Putradi Shunya Paryantasya Jadasya. Starting from Putra up to Shunya is all Jada. Why it is Jada? Chaitanya Bhasyatvena. Because it has to be illumined by consciousness. And therefore it is Jada. The sun is there. How to know? Sun cannot know by himself. You have to see the sun. The sthula sharira is there. How to know? You the Chaitanya has to see, has to illumine. Therefore, it is all Chaitanya Bhasya. It has to be illumined by Chaitanya. For example, this object is not having light. Why? Because it has to be illumined by another light. Then only you can see that. Similarly, the Putra etc. are Jada. Because they are Chaitanya Bhasya. They have to be illumined by consciousness. They are objectified by consciousness, in other words. They are objectified by consciousness. Therefore, Jada, and that which is Jada, has to be Anitya. Whatever is Jada is Anitya, is impermanent. Ghatadivat Anityatvat. It is impermanent like a ghata, like a pot. And therefore, it cannot be Atma. That which is Anitya cannot be Atma. So the logic is, the Putra etc. is Jada. Because they are objectified by consciousness. And that which is Jada is Anitya. And that which is Anitya cannot be Atma. Why Atma cannot be Anitya? Why not agree an Anitya Atma? You cannot agree that Atma is Anitya. Because if Atma is Anitya, there is a problem of Kritahana Akrita Abhyagama Doshaha, it is called. Suppose Atma is Anitya. Whatever I have done, Punya or Papa, in this Janma, if that Anitya Atma dies, whatever it has done is gone, it is waste. Where will it go? The Punya and the Papa. It has no ashraya. That is Krita Hana Dosha. Then Akrita Abhyagama Dosha. Akrita Abhyagama means, if an Atma is born afresh, you cannot justify why this person is suffering. Right from childhood, a person is suffering. Why he is suffering, you cannot explain. Where did the punya, papa come? Where did the punya come? You cannot explain. That is akrita abhyagam. That which he has not done, he is suffering for that. Therefore, Atma cannot be Anitya. Atma has to be Nitya. Only when Atma is Nitya, you can explain these things. That a person is born, then he is having certain problems. some people are born with certain difficulties, etc., you can explain. Only when Atma is Nitya. Therefore, Atma has to be Nitya. Therefore, Anitya cannot be Atma. Therefore, this Putra, etc., cannot be Atma. This is the logic. Then there is Anubhava also. Aham Brahmeti Vidvad Anubhava Prabalyacha. The Vidvad Anubhava is there. Vidwan is the knower of Brahman. One who has studied the Shastra and one who has assimilated the Shastra. He is a Vidwan. He has an Anubhava. He has the Aparoksha Jnana, the intimate knowledge that Aham Brahma, I am the Brahman. And this Anubhava has Prabalya. This is a very strong experience. And this experience, this Anubhava cannot be negated. This knowledge cannot be negated. The knowledge of a Jnani, a Brahma Jnani, it cannot be negated because it is born by means of pramana, proper means of knowledge. Therefore, it cannot be negated. Therefore, it is prabala anubhava. Compared to the anubhava of a samsari, that I am a samsari, which is born of notion, the anubhava of a jnani is prabala. Because it is not born of notion. It is born of Vedanta Pramana. Therefore, Anubhava Prabalyacha. Because of the strength of the Anubhava of a Jnani. Also, Tat Chukti Yukti Anubhava Abhasanam Bhati Tattvat. These Shukti, Shutis, Yukti and Anubhava negate all the other Shuti, Yukti and Anubhava Abhasa quoted by the Purva Pakshis. Shuti, Tattat, Shuti, Yukti, Anubhava, Abhasanam, Bhadhi, Tattvat. All the respective Shuti, Abhasa, Yukti, Abhasa, and Anubhava, Abhasa, they are all negated by these three. And therefore, Api also, Putradi, Shunya, Paryantam, Akhilam, Anatma, Eva. Starting from Putra up to the Shunya, all are Anatma. They cannot be Atma. Then what is the Atma? What is the real nature of the Atma? The Acharya says, Ataha Tattad Bhasakam Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Satyasvabhavam Pratyakchaitanyameva Atmavastu Iti Vedanta Vidvadanubhavaha Ataha. Therefore, what is the Atma? What is the Atma Vastu? Atma Vastu. Atma is the Vastu. The real thing. Vastu means real. Therefore, he says Atma Vastu. The self which is the real. Everything else is Avastu. Pratyak Chaitanya Meva Atma Vastu. What is Atma Vastu? Pratyak Chaitanya. The Chaitanya, the consciousness, which is Pratyaka, which is the innermost. When we say innermost, people may think it should be somewhere inside this body. Inside that there is another cover, another cover, another cover, another cover, and within that there is a small thing called Chaitanya. Not so. Innermost means it is the illuminer of everything. This pot is external to me. Why? Because I objectify this pot. My eyes are there. My eyes are objectifying this pot. Therefore, pot is external, eye is internal. Then eyes are also objectified by my mind. Therefore, I become external, my mind is internal. My mind is also objectified by, illumined by the consciousness. Therefore, it is internal to the mind also, to the buddhi also, to the antahkarana also. That way it is internal. It objectifies, it illumines. Therefore, pratyaka, not spatially, not it should not be taken literally, pratyaka or parat. Pratyak chaitanyam eva atmavastu. What kind of pratyak chaitanya? Nitya. That which is nitya. Nitya means there is no time-wise limitation. It doesn't change with the time. Shuddha, pure, there is no punya and papa, there is no ajnana, therefore shuddham. Buddha, buddha means self-effulgent, swayam prakasha. Everything else is illumined by chaitanya, but what illumines chaitanya? Nothing illumines Chaitanya. And nothing can illumine Chaitanya also. Therefore, Buddhaha, Swayam Prakasha. Muktaha, always Muktaha, always free. Atma is never bound. Atma never becomes samsari. Even when I think that I am a samsari, Atma is not samsari. The samsara is just superimposed. In fact, there is no samsaritva. Atma is nitya muktaha, always free. Satya svabhavam, it is satya. Satya means the real. That which cannot be negated at any time. Satya svabhavam, that is the svabhava, that is the swarupa, the essential nature of this atma. That kind of pratyak chaitanyam eva atma vastu iti vedanta vidvad anubhavaha. This is the anubhava of vedanta vidvat, vedanta vidvan, one who is a vidvan, a jnani. What kind of a jnani? A jnani who has operated Vedanta Shastra. He has become a vidwan by means of operating the Vedanta Shastra. Not by speculation. Proper means of knowledge. And only when you operate the proper means of knowledge, you gain the proper knowledge. And his anubhava, here anubhava should not be understood as a mystical experience. Anubhava is aparoksha jnana, assimilated knowledge, assimilated understanding, clear understanding of a Vedanta vidvan. A person who has understood the meaning of Vedanta. Evam adhyaropaha. In this manner, the adhyaropa is over. We have seen previously that the process of conveying this knowledge involves two stages. What the Vedanta Shastra has to convey is nothing but one fact. That is, you are the Brahman, which is the one without a second. There is no second thing than you, the Brahman. That is what Vedanta has to convey. But that cannot be conveyed directly, because you are experiencing yourself as a samsari jiva, as a limited individual, and this whole world standing in front of you. The duality. And therefore, a methodology is employed by the Vedanta Shastra. The teaching requires a methodology. And this methodology is called Adhyaropa Apavada Nyaya. Adhyaropa Apavada Abhyam Nishprapancham Prapanchate. By means of Adhyaropa and Apavada, the Nishprapancha, the Brahman which is free from Prapancha, it is Prapanchate, it is revealed. What is Adhyaropa? Adhyaropa is superimposition. You have to show how this world has come, how this universe has come from the Brahman, how this universe is superimposed on the Brahman. It involves the whole Srishti Prakriya, whole Srishti from the Ishwara. The Ajnana, Samashti Ajnana and Vyakti Ajnana were talked of. And the Srishti was told. And the Srishti is one level of Adhyaropa, which is called Samanyena Adhyaropa. The Adhyaropa in general, we have seen all these things, I am just repeating. Adhyaropa in general, the universal Adhyaropa. Because everybody sees the same Adhyaropa. If I see this part, everybody sees that. Samanyena Adhyaropa. Then there is Visheshataha Adhyaropa. That is superimposition at the individual. Superimposition of the individuality. What I superimpose on myself. That was discussed afterwards. The Visheshataha Adhyaropa is the whole Srishti. Then in that Srishti comes this body also. In that Srishti comes this mind also. In that Srishti comes all the Indriya, etc. And then I am ready for a Vishesha Adhyaropa. That is, in this body, I superimpose myself. I superimpose Atmatva Buddhi in this body. I take this body to be the Atma. This is an error I commit. Like that, Adhyaropa is told in two levels. And then, the Acharyas showed what is the reality of myself. What is the real nature of the Atma? That much he showed. So my essential nature is Chaitanya. This much is showed. That is the meaning of Tvampada. Meaning of the word Tvam in the Mahavakya Tattvamasi. This is called Tvampada Shodhanam. Tvampada, the meaning of Tvampada, the real meaning of Tvampada is arrived at. Now the Tatpada is still pending. The Tatpada has to be analyzed. The Tatpada Vachyartha we are seeing. That is the whole universe with the Chaitanya. That is the Ishvara. The Ishvara is discussed in three levels. One is the Karana Prapancha, Samashti Ajnana Upahita Chaitanya. Then the same Ishvara, when the Sukshma Prapancha came, Samashti Sukshma Sharira, the Ishvara became what? Hiranyagarbha. Then the same Ishvara, when the Sthula Prapancha came, became what? Virat. Like that, there is Ishvara. Includes the whole universe. Ishvara includes the whole universe. And this Ishvara is the Vachyartha of Tatpada. And now we have to see what is the Lakshyartha, what is the implied meaning of Tatpada. And we have to arrive at the fact that the Tatpada, the whole universe, and the Upahita Chaitanya, the consciousness associated, both ultimately result in nothing but Chaitanya only, Shuddha Chaitanya only. And then Tvampada is also Chaitanya, Shuddha Chaitanya. That's what we saw. Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Chaitanya Tvampada. Myself. And this universe, the Ishvara, is also nothing but Chaitanya. And then Tattvamasi Mahavakya. There is no difference between Tvam and Tat. And therefore the equation is matched. And therefore Mahavakya becomes meaningful. And once you have understood this, there is nothing but Brahman, the Chaitanya. You are the Chaitanya and that is the whole universe. What you see as universe is nothing but Chaitanya. Whatever see as the universe is nothing but Brahman. What you are is nothing but Brahman. That is what the understanding we have to arrive at. Therefore the Adhyaropa section is over. Now there is Apavada section. To show that whatever has been told as superimposition in the form of the whole universe, the Sthula Prapancha, the Sukshma Prapancha, and also the Karana Prapancha, and all the Chaitanyas associated with, is nothing but Shuddham Brahma. To show that, we have de-superimposition, Apavada section. Apavada is nothing but negation. Adhyaropa is superimposition, Apavada is negation. So we will see that in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.